Some Arizona National Forests have reopened. The Kaibab, Coconino, Apache Sitgraves, and Tonto National Forests began closing in mid-June due to dry conditions and wildfire outbreaks. The State Department of Forestry and Fire Management says Arizona has recorded nearly 1,100 fires that have burned more than 500,000 acres. But recent cooler weather and rainfall have helped temper those wildfires. Kaibab and Coconino National Forest reopened yesterday. The Tonto National Forest ended its Stage 3 forest closure this morning, but is keeping other restrictions in place to try to prevent further wildfires. Susan Blake is the Public Affairs Officer for the Tonto National Forest, and she joins me. And Susan, what led to the decision for the forest to end the closure?
So the fire danger has kept dropping as we received more rainfall over the weekend, even though we had rain last week and a lot of lightning caused fires. The subsequent rain that came in did put out most of those fires. We do have a couple fires that are still burning, but they are not really growing and kind of staying put.
Is there continued rain in the forecast for any of the areas that the forest encompasses, or are you mostly making the decision based on what has come already?
Well, it's a combination of what's happened already, but there is some rain forecasted at the end of the week. If you look towards the Gulf, you'll see a big weather system with a lot of rain heading our way. So we're anticipating more rain maybe this weekend.
Is it possible that at some point in the summer, if it stays dry, that you might have to re-implement the Stage 3 restrictions?
There's always a possibility. We've had 2 years with no monsoon season, but it looks like we're getting some moisture this year. So we're hopeful that we don't have to implement a Stage 3 forest closure, but we're always assessing fire danger, and it has dropped, so that's why we reopened the forest.
There are still, though, some things that people cannot do in the Tonto National Forest, right?
Yes, so Stage 2 fire restrictions have never been rescinded, even when we closed the forest, because we did have recreation sites still available and open to the public. So Stage 2 fire restrictions, you are not allowed to start a campfire outside of a developed campsite. Forest Service campsite has to be in a structure that the Forest Service provides to build a campfire. Recreational target shooting, that is not authorized under these restrictions. So that continues, and it will continue to the end of September unless we get conditions that will lower the fire restrictions even more. So we'll see how that plays out in the weather, especially the weather that's coming this weekend.
Do you have a sense of the kind of maybe pent-up demand that there is? I mean, the forest has been closed for a little while now. You know, people can't go hiking. There's a lot of stuff that they can't do. Do you have a sense, now that it has reopened, how busy you expect it to be?
Well, even before we went into Stage 3 forest closure, this forest is one of the most visited forests in the country. So there's always been a big demand here. If you go down to the water sites and you don't get there early in the morning, plan on not being able to park and get into, say, a lake like Saguaro Lake. It is a big demand. It's always been a big demand. That hasn't changed. Yes, there are more people wanting to get out and recreate since we've had COVID-19. This is a continuation of an urban forest, a forest located to a huge urban population, the Phoenix area, and it's always going to be impacted with a lot of visitors.
You mentioned the metrics that the Tonto National Forest used in terms of deciding to end the closure. Are those the same kinds of metrics that the other national forests in Arizona are using in terms of determining when they are going to reopen as well?
Yes, and our fire staff meets with the other forests to discuss reopening and what that means. Some of the forests, like the Coconino, we have a shared closure due to the Backbone Fire, and so those issues need to be assessed and possibly reworked as far as how those closures specific to the fire will be coordinated between the forests. So there is coordination on every level between the surrounding forests. We're surrounded, you know, by the Coconino, the Apache Sitgraves. We have the Prescott, you know, to the northwest. So there's a lot of forest here, and there is a lot of coordination with those forests.
All right. That is Susan Blake with the Tonto National Forest. Susan, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.